This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Movie theaters are once again trying to reinvent themselves. The reason is that many of us are walking right past the concession stand without buying their buttery popcorn or their buckets of soda. So theaters from Florida to California are starting to offer options that are healthier, hotter, and more substantial. Laura Ziegler of member station KCUR reports on the trend toward the dine-in movie experience.
Don't worry, there's still going to be the popcorn.
I recently had somebody tell me, whatever you do, never change the popcorn. She said, I grew up as a kid going to movies with my dad, and it was always about the don't change the popcorn.
So George Patterson, the vice president for food and beverage at Kansas City-based AMC Entertainment, is keeping what works. But he knows concessions are the company's bread and butter, and a third of his moviegoers don't buy anything to eat at all. To entice that group, Patterson's brought premium restaurant dining to the movies. Reserved seats, luxury recliners, seat-side service, including cocktails. And AMC Main Street in downtown Kansas City is one of the premier locations.
In case of an emergency.
And the first thing you notice when you come in is there aren't very many seats here. They've yanked out most of the movie seats. But they're not just your usual movie seats. They're not the velour old movie seats. They're like soft leather recliners. In the middle is a table with a low light and salt and pepper and ketchup and...
If there's no drama, there's no time.
With two TV trays.
And they brought the phone like no one else could.
I asked local food critic Charles Ferruza to come along to Madea's Big Happy Family.
It's like an Applebee's menu. It's very accessible food. Nothing, you know, too exotic.
I was a 16-year-old kid. What the hell did I know?
And no accident, an Applebee's corporate chef was hired to help with food service. We pressed the little red button, like we were calling the stewardess on an airplane, and a young waiter glides over to take our order.
I'll have the classic Italiano flatbread pizza.
Okay, would you like a side salad or anything else to go with that?
Yeah, I'll have a side salad. What dressing do you have?
Okay, well, you could get like a side Caesar, or if you get the garden, you know, we have like ranch, honey mustard.
Side salad? Who wants to sit next to someone in a movie crunching a salad? But everyone else is eating, says our waiter Sean Edmonds, and he says he gets few complaints. Occasionally, someone will get annoyed when he crouches over in the dark to take their order.
Some people, you know, like whenever you go to talk to them, they'll just like kind of shoo you away a little bit. But usually, you know, I try to walk pretty fast, so it's not that bad.
The food comes, the critic gives it a thumbs up. AMC's George Patterson's aware of certain problems and says the company's working on them. It's all about becoming what he calls more guest-centric, giving people choices like baseball did when it expanded from beer and brats to barbecue and sushi. Meanwhile, the company's continuing to develop the dine-in concept. It's opened one in Orlando, and another will open in Phoenix by the end of the year. With movies now in high def, 3D, and surround sound, George Patterson believes people are looking for an upgrade in their eating experience as well.
Just soft drinks and popcorn, and those, although those elements have paid the bills for the last 90 years for AMC, we have to look beyond that. What does the guest expect, and then what can we do to exceed that expectation?
Patterson says the company's testing the dine-in concept as one of a dozen new initiatives aimed at boosting revenues. While the numbers have been good so far, he admits it's too soon to know whether customers will take to the idea of having more ambitious meals with their movies. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.